Hello and welcome to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. I'm Herb Warple, Editor-in-Chief of Engineered Systems and host of the show. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we welcome in Troy Byers. Troy is the founder and partner of Commissioning Consultants. He's a member of the Associated Air Balance Council, the AABC, president of the AABC Commissioning Group, or ACG, and a member of the ASHRAE Epidemic Task Force. In this episode, Troy will discuss the role of testing, adjusting, and balancing in the COVID-19 era, his involvement in numerous different organizations, the effectiveness of ASHRAE's Building Readiness Guide, and more. Troy, thanks for your time today. If you could you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Herb, thank you for having me. I look forward to sharing my perspective on the role of commissioning, energy management, and TAB, which is testing, adjusting, and balancing, within the context of COVID and the built environment.
Great. Well,
I became a member of AABC as a test and balance engineer in 2000, charter member of the ACG in 2004, and started commissioning consultants in 2009. Our primary market is in the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states.
Great. Troy, tell us a little bit about the ACG, your role in that organization, and its role in the built environment.
Sure. So the AABC Commissioning Group, otherwise known as ACG, was an outgrowth of the Associated Air Balance Council, AABC, when they separated commissioning from testing, adjusting, and balancing. Our board of directors recently completed a strategic planning session, which resulted in some definable goals for the next 3 years, and also a defined mission statement, which really answers your question best. The ACG mission is to promote independent, third-party, total building commissioning and energy management services by providing members with industry-leading certification, technical guidelines, education, training, advocacy, and networking opportunities. So ACG, and by extension its membership, benefits greatly through its affiliation with the Associated Air Balance Council, AABC, and Energy Management Association, EMA. The three are known collectively as the Authorities in Building Performance. It's a unique alliance that allows promotion of a collaborative approach with the built environment. The Allied Trade Associations administer certifications covering testing, adjusting, and balancing, and energy management. Collectively, these groups have over 600 member companies with more than 2,600 professionals carrying one or more of the AABC, ACG, and EMA certifications.
Well, Troy, we know you wear a lot of hats, and one that we haven't mentioned is the ASHRAE Epidemic Task Force. This task force has become one of the engineering community's guiding voices throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you tell us how you got involved in that group, your current role in that group, and what you guys have accomplished over the last 6 months?
Sure. So I serve on the building readiness team, which is led by Wade Conlon, PECXA, at Hanson Professional Services. This team is comprised of a good cross-section of industry providers, including design engineers, commissioning and TAB professionals, energy managers, building owners, etc. So each team member has an opportunity to contribute content and review guidance prior to release by ASHRAE. And so the purpose of the building readiness team is to provide building operators with clear guidance for reopening buildings with health and safety measures targeted to reduce potential spread of virus. And so the building readiness guide was released in May, and we provided a link to that guide online.
Great, Troy. As corporate America attempts to reopen its buildings, there are a lot of considerations that come along with that. And the Epidemic Task Force, as you mentioned, had released that building readiness guide in May. Can you touch on a few of those key points that guide included?
Sure. The guide itself is very thorough and recommends forming a building readiness team at the outset. And the building readiness team should be made up of industry professionals to perform the analysis of systems and make adjustments required to meet the intent of the guidance. So ventilation and filtration are common to all buildings, and they play a major role in indoor air quality and containing the spread of virus. Within the guide, there's in-depth guidance on both of these topics: commissioning, and TAB are key players on the building readiness team, providing boots on the ground and actual performance data for existing equipment.
Troy, regarding COVID-19, a lot's happened since March. Our general approach as individuals, Americans, engineers, and also the CDC and the WHO's approach, to the virus has changed rapidly. Is there anything in that original building readiness guide that has been amended or has been changed since it was released?
So ASHRAE has not changed their position or approach to dealing with infectious aerosols since releasing their position paper on April 14th. The strategy has always been focused on ventilation and filtration to interrupt the transmission of infectious aerosols. So the Building Readiness Guide, which was first released in May, was updated on August 19th to include additional ventilation strategies, which are pre- and post-occupancy flush-out of buildings. So that's one of the new recommendations that appears in the August 19th version or update. And so now they're recommending 3 air changes of fresh air each day prior to occupancy and then again at post-occupancy.
Thank you. Can you talk a little bit more about the crucial role that consulting and specifying engineers play as corporate America attempts to reopen their buildings?
Consulting and specifying engineers play a major role in equipment selection and application. Some existing HVAC systems are not operating with a continuous supply of fresh air due to fan cycling or variable supply airflow without any monitoring or control of outside airflow. Engineering analysis may lead to a system redesign, such as a dedicated outdoor air system, a DOAS, to improve the building's ventilation rate. On the filtration side, existing equipment may not have the fan horsepower capacity to handle the increased pressure drops associated with the recommended MERV 13, MERV 14 filters. So engineering solutions can range from motor and drive replacements on equipment to actual equipment replacement and upgrade, to which the consulting and specifying engineers will play a major role.
Great. Now, I know you are heavily involved in the commissioning sector of the industry. Can you talk specifically about TAB, testing, adjustment, and balancing, and what role that plays in all of this?
The TAB professionals are providing the actual operating values for existing HVAC systems in buildings. And so we want to look at this because when we're making assumptions regarding actual airflow or motor operating amps or building pressure and so on, that would be analogous to driving a car with an inoperable fuel gauge. You really don't know where you are in the performance of the building systems. So certified independent TAB professionals working with a BAS contractor or a building engineer can identify the system component deficiencies that must be addressed prior to making adjustments. A complete report of system performance will provide the commissioning team with an understanding of each individual HVAC system's existing performance and capacity for adjustment.
Great. Now, in that same vein as TAB, can you talk a little bit more about the commissioning side of things?
Well, the role of commissioning will likely vary from one project to the next based on the client's needs, commissioning agent's qualifications. So commissioning project scope could go beyond making system recommendations to include drafting a reopening plan for a specific building or campus. So with regard to commissioning qualifications, beyond the ACG certification of Independent Commissioning Authority, or CXA, many commissioning firms are also licensed engineering firms with professional engineers on staff, which this is required by law in some states, including where we work in North Carolina and South Carolina primarily. In the event that the commissioning agent or commissioning firm isn't licensed to provide licensed engineering services, then the team should include a PE on the building readiness approach for engineering analysis and recommendation.
Great. Troy, any general words of advice as engineers continue to battle this pandemic personally and professionally?
Well, we know that energy management is going to be a very important factor. Some of the readiness guidelines will inherently increase energy demand. For example, increased ventilation, increased filtration. So that's where the ACG and EMA synergy works well together. EMA's certification program for the energy management professional, or EMP, has an explicitly commissioning-based approach to energy management, with the goal of improving energy efficiency while optimizing building performance.
Troy, as president of the ACG, is there anything you'd like to mention that you have coming up with that organization?
Yes, we're currently working on updating the ACG commissioning guideline. So I want everyone to look for a multidisciplinary approach to commissioning that looks beyond HVAC systems and provides more specific systems test procedures. Additionally, ACG launched a multi-installment AIA-approved webinar series featuring topics on energy modeling, building envelope commissioning, as well as the critical occupancy issue of our age, COVID-19. And so we provide a link for your readers to register.
Great. Thank you for that. Troy, as we near the finish line here, if you could relay one lasting message to those that are listening to this, the consulting and specifying engineers specifically, what would that be?
I would just like to encourage all design professionals to take a collaborative approach to design in both new and existing building systems. The authorities in building performance, again, ACG, EMA, and AABC, have more collective experience than any other association when it comes to building systems. Each organization has a unique perspective and can provide valuable feedback to the designer from design phase through construction or retro commissioning.
Troy, last call here. Anything else that engineers reading this need to know or listening to this?
I may be reiterating a previous point, but to emphasize the idea that existing buildings are rarely operating as originally designed. Equipment fails, gets replaced, you have degradation, operator overrides through the BAS, and then occupancy and the use of space is commonly not as originally planned or designed for. So the punchline is, don't assume actual conditions. Engage commissioning and TAB professionals to assess actual conditions for existing building redesign or adjustment.
Well, Troy, we thank you so much for your time today. If readers are interested in, and your listeners are interested in connecting with you, the ACG, or the ASHRAE Epidemic Task Force, where should they turn?
My email address is byersd@cxconsultants.com. I'll also refer you to Ray Burt, the Executive Director of ACG, ray@commissioning.org. The ACG website, www.commissioning.org. Epidemic Task Force is on the ASHRAE site. And I also encourage folks to check out the affiliated organizations that I mentioned in the interview. They have some great resources. The Associated Air Balance Council is aabc.com, and the Energy Management Association is energymgmt.org.
Well, fantastic, Troy. As I mentioned, thanks again for your time. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. You as well.
That wraps up our interview with Troy Byers. And as he noted, if you're interested in connecting with him, you can send him an email at byerst@cxconsultants.com. That's byerst@cxconsultants.com. Remember to bookmark the podcast on iTunes or wherever it is you access your podcast file so that you can enjoy all of our past and future episodes. We appreciate your continued support. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a swift kick. We'll see you next time.